Garland says he's asked a judge to unseal the warrant. Joining us live is Bloomberg's Mark Niket, Bloomberg National Politics reporter. Mark, this is unusual circumstance. First, this search warrant on a former president of the United States, and now the attorney general coming out basically and saying, you lay your hands, don't lay any hands verbally on my people.
Right. It's very unusual for the Justice Department to speak about an ongoing investigation. They usually let their court actions, speak for them. But Merrick Garland, I think, was more or less forced into saying something because Donald Trump and, his Republican supporters were portraying that search at his Mar-a-Lago resort as some kind of politically motivated, attack on him that was unwarranted. So Merrick Garland essentially gave a press conference, a statement today saying, he didn't take this decision lightly to, he said he personally agreed to seek the search warrant to look for the documents, the records they're looking for at Mar-a-Lago. And he defended his agents for doing their jobs, essentially, against the attacks from Trump and Republicans.
So that we all understand, he is bound to not release the contents of the warrant. That's why he's asked the judge to open it. Donald Trump, though, is in possession of it and can release it, an intimation that probably things in it that Trump doesn't want to make public.
That's exactly right, Ed. In fact, Trump also has the ability to object to the unsealing of the search warrant if he wants. The judge gave Trump until 3 o'clock Eastern tomorrow to object to the unsealing. So, the ball's kind of in Donald Trump's court now, and Merrick Garland is kind of calling his bluff that, this search of his Mar-a-Lago home was unjustified.
Yeah, and this is, as you say, and we have about 30 seconds, Mark, but responding to criticism, both from Trump and from right-wing commentators and the like, correct?
Right. I mean, they're sort of portraying this as, overreach by the government or attacks from Democrats, all bent on trying to keep Trump from running again in 2024, as he's teased. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Mark, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Mark Niket, political national correspondent to Bloomberg.